Welcome to One Christian Church. We're so glad you're listening in. It's our prayer that the Word of God will both challenge and inspire you as you listen.
A lot of us think we have to attain to some level before God accepts us. We've got to be clean and rid of this and that. And yeah, maybe we do have to work through those things. But if you're a born-again believer, you're accepted by Him right now. You don't have to be any different than what you are now, but God will expect you and He'll encourage you to bring your life into a holier presence before Him. We can't keep doing what we've been doing. We can't keep living the past as the past. There's got to be change in our lives. There's got to be new vision for our lives, you know, individually, but also as a church. We've got great vision in this church. We've got great purpose in this church. We believe that God is able to do whatever we ask Him to do, not because we're asking Him, but because He's a loving Father. We believe in the power of the gospel. We believe in the name of Jesus. We believe in the power of the blood of Jesus, that it atones for all sins. We believe that He's the only way, the truth and the life. There is no other way. He's the God of gods, He's the King of kings, not some created being, He's the uncreated God, the Son of God, that came down and lived a human life and showed us how to live it and how to walk it and how to breathe it and how to talk it. Hey? And we have that power now. You know why we have that power in us? Because there's something in you that you never had before. What's that? Holy Spirit, that, you know what I call that? I call that the DNA of God. You've got God's DNA in you. Hey? You go do a DNA test, you know, like they probably won't be able to read it because yours is out of this world. It's God's DNA. And it lives in you by His Holy Spirit. It breathes through you. It talks through you. It walks through you. You're its hands and you're its feet. You're part of the body of Christ. That's who you are. God's love. Now you might say, well, what if I blow it? Or does that change God's mind? You tell me. Come on, you blow it. You have a bad day, bad hair day. Does that mean God doesn't love you? Come on, think seriously. What do you think? You do something wrong. Come on, think like a dad. Think like a mum right now. You know, I've got children. Many of you have got children. What if your daughter or your son blows it? What do? Boot them out of the house? Of course not. But seriously, like, would you? Would you kick your son or daughter out of the house? Let's say you're a young child. You know, if you're at old age, then you may get kicked out of the house, you know, because you're responsible. But if you're still a teenager, your mum and dad's not going to kick you out of the house. Why would the Lord be angry with you? He might be disappointed in some way, but, you know, He's not upset. I'm serious here, you know, like, because this is part of our identity. If we don't understand these basic principles, you know what we do? We're like the dog chasing the tail all the time and we never catch it. We've got no idea who we are in Christ. We have no idea of our identity in Christ. We think we have to be all for everybody to produce some sort of fake identity in our lives that's going to bring some form of satisfaction, and all it does is bring death. There's only one person that brings life, and that's Him, the life giver, Jesus Christ. And we follow Him and we build our lives on that foundation. And when the storms come and the winds blow and the rain and all that, it stands. It may bow a bit, but it stands because it's built on truth. It's built on the practical Word of God. And we'll get to that in a minute. God's love never fails. I've got another scripture here, a couple of scriptures actually. Just little ones, just little morsels of food for us this morning. I have loved you with an everlasting love. But that's as relevant for us today as it was when it was written thousands of years ago. Romans 8:35, I love this. This is a beautiful passage of Scripture. Hey, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Hey, but yet know in all these things you were more than a conqueror for Him who loved you. You are able to face these things. You don't have to be afraid of these things. I mean, you're never going to face them if you don't know who you are in Christ. You're never going to face them if you're not a son of the King, because you'll just go to water. You may have some physical strength and some perseverance in yourself, but it's not going to be enough. You may feel it may be enough, but it'll never be enough. You need the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities. He just goes into everything, Paul. He just keeps going level after level after level to make sure that we get it. Nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights or depths, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is no separation from Christ. We're talking to born-again believers here, people that have given their heart to the Lord, people that are walking with God through trouble, through thickness, through good, through bad. The Lord never abandons us. It never will. The second thing I want to say is God's word never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But your life built on it, with your life built on it. And I'll just keep going through the scripture. Let the scriptures do some talking today. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. You know what's amazing about God? This is what Pastor Phil was talking about earlier. He esteems his word above his name. Because if his word's no good, then he's no good. But we can't say that about God, because he's faithful and he's true and his word is good. When we live by it, when we apply it in our lives, when we walk for it, when we believe what it says, when we take the bull by the horns, so to speak, when we appropriate those things in our lives and we trust God with what he's saying, that it's faithful, that it's true. It doesn't matter how I'm feeling. It doesn't matter what's going on in my mind right now at that moment. You know, what matters is what God is doing on the inside in my heart and what he's saying to me. And he's saying this, that his word's settled. You know what the funny thing is throughout history? There's been critics and there's been attackers of the word of God and there's people that have, you know, made it their purpose in life to burn down printing places where Bibles are printed and to just destroy it. You know what? They're all gone. They're buried. You know what? The word's still here and it's not going anywhere because it's in you too. It's alive in you. You are part of God's word, living and breathing. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. Do you believe that? Really? Do you believe that? You know, God's word is tested when the circumstance comes, when the trial comes. What do we stand on? What do we believe? Do we believe what's going on around us, or do we trust and look towards the heavens, you know, where our salvation comes from? We don't look at the mountains. Psalm 21, beautiful psalm for anyone that wants encouragement. Where does my salvation come? It comes from God above, maker of heaven and earth, who does not sleep and does not slumber. That means he doesn't rest and he won't rest till he brings you to fulfillment in your life. That's his passion. That's his desire. Which brings me to the third point, God's ultimate purpose that never changes. He has a plan for humanity, and more specific, he has a plan for you. Do you know that he has a plan for you? Probably heard it 100 times. How can God have a plan for me? Look at me. What have I got? What have I got to offer? Well, you got nothing. We got nothing to offer God. All we can do is step in the circle and say, here I am, warts and all, but I'm willing. I'm willing to fight for what I believe. God's word's the same today and forever. Build your life on it. I got a little sentence here I wrote. I'll read it out for you. It says this. It says, we don't know what the future holds, but do you know who holds the future? Do you believe that? But we know who holds the future. Nobody's an accident here. God has a purpose for each life, and he has a plan for each one of those lives. And being fruitful in life is discovering what God made you for. Do you know what God made you for? These are challenging questions, you know, like, because the thing in Christianity that sort of gets to me, you know, and I hate it. And it's actually detrimental to the body of Christ. Everybody lives for themselves. And it happens in the church too. You know, we just do our own thing. We put on our Christian suit. Actually, we live a little bit like schizophrenic Christianity. We put on our Sunday suit. We come to church. Okay, I'm a Christian today. I'm not saying, there's nobody here, by the way. Hey. And then come Monday, you know, we put on our secular clothes and we go off to work or we do whatever we want to do and we change. We have a personality change, you know, like we have this schizophrenic thing that just automatically happens in our lives. Not everybody. No one here. But it's a reality. And then we come back together on Sunday and we know all the right words to say, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God is good. He's awesome. And then we get home and we kick the cat, kick the dog. And then come Monday, we changed. We've had a personality shift. Shouldn't be like that. Just like God believes what he says and he says what he believes, you know, we need to take a hold of that. There's nothing that's too impossible for him in our lives. Not all things are good, but all things work together for good. For everyone? No. They don't. They don't work good for everyone. Is God selective? No. Are we selective? Yes. For those who work together with God, for those that cooperate with him, those who partner with God, those who have a desire to see, you know, the power of God in, not only in their lives, but the power of God in other people's lives. To see people with a breakthrough in their lives, to see our own lives with breakthrough. It's pursuing God, it's believing God, it's trusting God, it's drawing to him. We're going to talk a little bit about that next week because we're going to talk, just that goes with this message next week is walking in the Spirit. And you might think, whoa, how do you do that? Well, it's easy. It really is, it's easy. But there's a catch. There's a curveball. The curveball is it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you your time, your energy, your where you're going to go, what you're going to do with your time and your energy, how you're going to spend that time. You know, as God draws you into him, it's going to salvation is free. Totally gifted by God. The sanctification, we call it this big word, sanctification, that just means, you know, God getting you right. It's costly. And we have to pay that price if we want it. And we're always faced with the options, aren't we? You know, it's like the Matrix. You take the red pill or you take the blue pill. You take that, you take the red one, I think, and you forget about everything and everything will just go back to normal. You just go keep doing what you're doing. Now you take the blue pill. Everything's going to change in your life. You probably end up with a lot of enemies in your life. It's true. What challenges are you facing this morning that need a change? Are you willing to make the necessary change? Could be anything. Could be marriage. Could be financial problems. It could be health. Could be children, rebellious children. What necessary changes do you have? One thing. If you could choose one thing in your marriage to make it better. Just one. You're only allowed one at a time. Next week, you can have another one. Marriage is a big one because, you know, like that's life, hey? You get married, most of us have children. Children is a big one. Health is a big issue. Work, what challenges are you facing at work or your work situation? You know, maybe you don't have work and that's a challenge in itself. Maybe you are in a work situation and it's not working out. It's not going the way you want it to go. Maybe the work situation just needs an attitude shift. Maybe. Maybe that's the change. I don't know. We have to work that out ourselves. Maybe it's a God issue. Maybe you're here today, but you're drifting away. Maybe your boat's broken anchor and it's drifting and the winds are blowing it and it's just drifting. Maybe the change is you've got to drop your anchor again. I think there's a few people here that have drifted. Put that anchor back in your life. You know, we always say, let's wait till tomorrow, eh? But you know what? Tomorrow is never going to come. I'll give you an example. Like many people ask me to have a coffee with them and then if we don't actually diarise it, it never happens. I'd be amazed how many times people, we'll catch up. Nah, never happens. But the minute you take a step and you do an action, you know, and you diarise something and you put it in your calendar, you know what? It happens. Why does it happen? Because you've made a commitment to that. To a time and a place. And if you don't do that, if you don't make that commitment, then, you know, nothing's ever going to change in our lives. We're going to keep going around the mountain. It's like the Israelites, 40 years in the desert. Right? They come to Horeb there, the mountain of Horeb. You can read in Deuteronomy 1. And God says, get up! It's time to move. You've been around this mountain long enough. Get up! You've been wandering around the desert. It's time to take the land. It's time to go in and conquer. And you know what? The land's not like it was in the Old Testament. The land's right here in our heart. We've got to conquer our own heart. That's the land we're conquering. Eh? All the Jebusites and the Amalekites and, you know, all those Ikes that are in the Bible. They're all in there, every part of them. And we've got to keep conquering. And in a sense, we have the power. Not that we have the power. We have the power to say yes to the Lord. And just think about what's that one thing, you know, that we could make a choice on. Maybe it's nothing that I said. Maybe it's totally something different that you're struggling with. But my encouragement is like if we're going to get into this new year and we're not going to, you know, like make a choice to do something different than the norm that we've been doing for so long, then we're going to come to the end of this year and not much is going to be changed. We're going to be the same old grumble bum that we were the year before. And I believe the Lord's challenging us today, you know, to consider and to think about these things, because it doesn't have to be like that. We have an awesome God that loves us, you know, an awesome God that's here right now. His presence is here. Whether we have a ministry call, whether we don't, it's irrelevant. The Holy Spirit's here working right now, talking to you. I'm sure he's been talking to you during this day, just putting little seeds in your life. And maybe you've been wrestling with that and you've been shrugging them off and you're just not receiving them for whatever reason, but he's there, he's working, he's talking. I want to encourage you to seize the moment. I think the biggest thing that a lot of us need to do this morning is set anchor once again. I think a lot of our boats have drifted. We're just doing our own thing. How do we do that? It's easy. Everything in God is easy. It's simple. The hardest part is our will. You just get it right with God. Lord, I blew it. I've sinned. I just want to repent. And just allow the Holy Spirit just to come and saturate you, because he will. He's here now. You may not feel that you need to repent. I'll tell you, we all need to repent. If you keep doing what you've done and expect something different, nothing's going to change. This is a year of change.
For more messages or information, you can contact us through our website at www.onechristianchurch.com.au. We would love to hear from you. Hope to see you this Sunday at One Christian Church.